My name is Carolyn Mackler. I'm going to read one of my favorite passages from The Earth, My Butt, and Other Big Round Things. There are a million reasons why I hate French. My teacher is evil. Mademoiselle Kiefer wears black all the time and has long, spidery legs. I've nicknamed them the baguette legs because it looks like her torso is propped atop two narrow loaves of French bread. The only people she's nice to are the popular kids. There are several in my class, including Brie and Brenna. Brie is her pet, probably because she's named after a French cheese. When I arrive in class, most kids are already seated. Brie and Brenna are milling around Mademoiselle Kiefer's desk, comparing notes on their favorite left bank bistros. As I slide into my seat, I force myself not to look in Froggy's direction. The bell rings. Brie and Brenna head to their desks. Brie's high heel boots click down the aisle as she takes her seat one row to my left. Mademoiselle Kiefer slams a hole punch onto her desk to get everyone's attention. Bienvenue, she barks, welcoming us to class. I feel a sharp jab in my arm. I glance to my left. I'm shocked to see Brie holding a folded piece of paper with my name on it. As I grab it, I attempt to offer her a smile of thanks, but she won't make eye contact with me. Oh yeah, I might contaminate her perfectly popular reputation, or maybe she thinks my cellulite is contagious. It's an expertly folded note with five different edges poking into various flaps. I carefully unfold it. The first thing I notice is Froggy's handwriting. Virginia, where were you yesterday? I waited on the stoop for 45 minutes. Is everything okay? I am shocked. I am stunned. Froggy knows I'm going to a fat doctor, and he still wants to fool around. I'm about to climb on top of my desk and whoop for joy when it hits me that I actually have to answer Froggy's question about why I stood him up. I chew my lower lip for a second. A white lie will have to do. The Earth, My Butt, and Other Big Round Things came to be because my first novel, Love and Other Four-Letter Words, had just come out, and it's a story about a 16-year-old girl whose parents get separated. And a small aside in that novel is that the main character says that she doesn't like the stretch marks on her thighs, and her stomach feels fat. And after the story came out, I was overwhelmed by letters and emails from teenage fans saying how much they responded to the main character's issues with her body. And I'd just been thinking about ideas for a new novel, and I said, this is the story that needs to be told, that teenage girls will respond to this, and they want to hear about a plus-size heroine who feels good about herself and gets a guy in the end without having to become a twig. And that's how I thought about Virginia. I wanted to write about a girl who doesn't lose weight and can still feel comfortable and confident in her own skin. Now, how do I get her there? One thing is that she starts having fun with her body. She gets an eyebrow ring. She dyes her hair purple. She starts feeling stronger by doing kickboxing, so she's feeling capable and she's feeling confident enough to imagine that Froggy will want to kiss her in public instead of feeling like, oh, she can only kiss him in private. No one wants to see a guy fooling around with a fat girl. She feels proud of herself as she is, and that was a victory for me, that she can feel all of these good things without having to be obsessed with weight and numbers and getting skinny. But so much of beauty is being comfortable in your skin as you are.